Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 30, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and the Radio Tab Network. And what a pleasure it is to be in South Australia, in Adelaide, at Harvest Hotels venue, the Aussie Inn in Hackham, about 25, 26Ks south of the Central Business District in Adelaide. Fantastic venue here. You know you're in Adelaide when you see an Esky, a West End Esky. Sitting on the bar over there, the local drop here around Adelaide and Lozza. It is almost 26 years to the day that you led a Canberra Raiders side into Adelaide to take on the Adelaide Rams, featuring the likes of Royston Lightning in your team, David Boyle, Andrew McFadden, Luke DeVico. And you won 34-18, by the way, mate. Morning to you.
Yeah, morning, everyone. Brings back great memories, taking on the Adelaide Rams. They were only around for a short period of time, but really enjoyed the time when we used to come across here and play our football. Obviously, never got to experience the state of origin here. But great days. But we're all looking forward to the origin tomorrow. Some late news for New South Wales with the withdrawal of Latrell Mitchell yesterday morning when we got off air. Big blow for the New South Wales Blues, but one of the best things about his withdrawal is the fact that Stephen Crichton has been there all week and he's got that combination with the Panthers. He played in all three Origin games last year, so it'll be a seamless transition for New South Wales when he goes into that team. But everyone's excited, a bit of vibe around Adelaide. The weather is not as cold as I thought it would be. We're at a great establishment here at the Aussie Inn. Really looking forward to doing the show here, and obviously there's a luncheon here today at 12:30, and no doubt there'll be plenty of people here. We might even get the Bulldog Richie up to ask him a few questions to see how he's feeling, see how he handled his co-hosting role this morning on the BSB. And Jono gave him a very, very warm welcome to the show.
Very warm welcome. Off the bench, very late. Clarkie had to cancel his flight, but we expect him to be here today. For tomorrow and Thursday's show. He's just trying to sort all that out. So at very late notice, Lozza just put the ball out in front of Bulldog and he ran hard and scored in the corner.
No, he ran soft.
Morning, Bulldog.
Yeah, good morning.
We appreciate
finally,
it,
I get bored into this conversation. I've been sitting here for 20 minutes while Laurie's been wax lyrical about life in Adelaide. But it is great to be here. We flew in yesterday. I had a walk around Rundle Mall last night. There's Origin photos up, there's ticket booths, there's a big platform in the middle where I think Freddie and James Tedesco will do some media today. So there's a nice vibe around town. I don't think they'll sell the game out, but there'll still be a ripping crowd there. It'll be a great atmosphere. And I think Adelaide's alive at the moment with State of Origin fever.
How big a loss is Latrell Mitchell for New South Wales?
Oh, huge loss. He'd be the top three players in the game, Laurie. I sometimes think Latrell's the number one player in the game, to be truthful. But as you say, that Penrith left edge, it's just very comfortable. Crichton played three games last year. I think he was off the bench in game one, started in games two and three. So in terms of disruption, not a lot. But an incredible rise to Stephen Crichton. Don't forget, he was originally snubbed from the side when it was picked. So he said to himself, I'll have to go back and get better. Next minute, he's in as 18th man because Campbell Graham goes out. And then a few days later, boom. He's in the starting side.
Yeah, as much as it is a disruption losing Latrell, the fact that Crichton has been a part of Penrith's amazing run over the last 3 years, he's played in three consecutive grand finals, he's won big games, he slips straight into that left edge of New South Wales, which is predominantly all Penrith, so he'll feel comfortable. So there's not a big issue in terms of how they will play. He likes to link with Luai, and Isaiah Yeo plays down that side of the field as well with Nathan Cleary. So I think with the football, they'll just work the same structures as that they do at Penrith. The big one for mine will be defence. And because he defends with those guys so well, it's not that you're putting someone from a different system in that team and it's going to take them time to work out what other players like to do. He'll just fit in seamlessly. And I think while it's a blow to lose Latrell, I don't think it'll be that bad.
Interesting about Latrell was his decision to pull out. Freddie said to him, if you're not feeling comfortable in your own body, then withdraw. He called a team meeting in Sydney before they left yesterday and told of his heartbreak that he was pulling out. It's only a grade one strain, so it's nothing serious. He will be available for game two, perhaps even South on the weekend, Loz. But Luttrell obviously felt that he couldn't get through an Origin game, and Freddie described that decision as selfless.
Well, I think what you tend to do as you get older, you know your body, and you know what pressure and you can put it under. And Luttrell, a couple of years ago with his hamstring, you know, he had significant injuries with that hamstring, and at one stage there, he was out for a long period of time. And I reckon now, as you understand your body, you start to get little niggles. You know that the impact it can have if you do further damage. So I reckon in the back of his mind, he's thinking, geez, I've got a little bit of an injury here. Mm. I possibly could play, but if I tear my calf, I could be out for 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't want to really do that.
Jake Trbojevic the other day.
Jake coming back, exactly right. So, and they're difficult injuries to overcome. Those soft tissue injuries. So I think he's made the right call. It's a brave call because a lot of people would have wanted to play. But I think the fact that he's had issues with his body before with hamstring and calf, that he's made that decision based on long-term rather than the short-term of going out there and playing and trying to win.
Because the New South Wales camp told us yesterday, Loz, it might have been all right by Wednesday night, but just taking that risk with an outside back was just too much.
That's exactly right. And you've got a guy like Stephen Crichton who can just fit straight in. Mm. As I said before, you know, he played in all those games last year. He's played in all the big games that Penrith have won over the last 3 years. He's a try scorer, and he won't be overawed at all.
What about Crichton's inclusion? If you add up the current and former Penrith players in the side, the extended squad, there's actually 9. It's just extraordinary, isn't it? Mm. I mean, I'm throwing in Tevita Pendlebury, which is a little bit loose.
That reflects their dominance of the last 3 years, though.
Of course it does, yeah. Loz. But you throw in there Burton, Liam Martin, Appy Corrissau, Crichton, Luai, To'o, Yeo. The list just goes on and on. But 9 players have come through that system are in that Blues squad. Even in the great Raiders days, 9 was still an extraordinary number.
I think it's a massive number. And you look back on the Broncos, who would have been represented or had players from both states. I remember Chris Johns, Glenn Lazarus were playing for the Broncos and playing for New South Wales. Plus, they had all those other stars. They would have had 9 or 10, I suppose. But, it's an amazing achievement by Penrith, the way that they've been able to identify those players, have them come through the system, and now go on and represent New South Wales, albeit the salary cap has played a part the last couple of years because some of those players have had to move on. They'll all feel comfortable in that environment, and that might be an advantage that New South Wales have tomorrow night. The fact that they've all played together in big games, won big games together, and in a short space of time coming together to try and bring the best out in each other. They feel confident that they can do that.
Market really tightened up with Tab yesterday off the back of the Luttrell Mitchell news. So Queensland went from $2.25 into $2, just back to $2.05. New South Wales, $1.67 out to $1.85, then back into $1.80. So that's how it stands. Queensland, $2.05, New South Wales, $1.80, and that line tightened up a point, went from 2.5 to 1.5, Queensland the plus. Think the money's starting to tighten up. Jared Daffy will be on in about half an hour's time to tell us what's going on with the latest money split for Origin 1. But, I think now that New South Wales have got to that price in particular, I'd expect punters now to come for New South Wales, even though Luttrell's out.
Yeah, I don't know which way the market will trend. What I do know, in my mind, I've got New South Wales favourites. But as I've said all the way along, I don't think there should be that big a difference between the price of the two teams because State of Origin is a 50-50 call. $2.25 were just ridiculous odds, I thought, for Queensland because I thought they should have been a lot tighter than that. New South Wales are now out to $1.80. I can see people reacting to that and backing New South Wales. But whatever Queensland are over $2, I still expect punters to keep coming for them.
Individually, do you think the Queensland players are more in form than New South Wales?
No, not necessarily, no. I think there's been a lot of talk about that, and a lot of their performances this season have been good. But one thing I do know, James Tedesco has never let New South Wales down before. There's been question marks about his form. I don't really give a rat's what he's done for New South, what he's done for the Roosters this year. I would have picked him because I think he's just a big game player. Tommy T. You know, we sit here talking about his performances, and when we looked at the Dally M leaderboard, he's running 11th, and everyone's talking about how poor of year he's had by his own standards. He's running 11th on the Dally M leaderboard now that it's gone behind closed doors. And last weekend, he scored a hat-trick against the Canberra Raiders. So it doesn't worry me, Tom, not having been at his best, because I know he can in this arena. Nathan Cleary, I think his best footy still to come. You know, Addo Carr's one game back from injury. So I think New South Wales, while you can question some of their players' performances individually this season, I reckon when they come into this environment, they'll grow another leg.
Loz has already had more costume changes than a Kylie Minogue film clip. What's
Laurie,
going
what
on?
Are you doing?
I'm getting changed.
Why?
Well, I rubbed up too much.
Why are your shoes off?
Well, because I've got tracksuit bottoms on, I've got a top on, and I've had skivvies on because I thought it'd be cold. And I've walked into the Aussie Inn, and I just feel warm. I'm starting to sweat. So I've just taken all my jumpers off. I've taken my tracksuit bottoms off. I've got shorts underneath, and I'm ready to go.
Are you comfortable now?
I am comfortable.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Beautiful.
We want you comfy, mate.
I'm up and about then.
You are up and about today.
Jeez. Front and back page of the paper, Origin. The Telegraph, Crichton's coming in hot. There he is with Josh Addo-Carr. Front page with Latrell Mitchell obviously out in the back page. Bulldog story here, centre link call. Snub Panther answers New South Wales SOS, as we've discussed. Rhythm and Blues on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald. And there's the Penrith connection there in To'o Crichton and Jerome Luai. Latrell's tears as Fittler turns to Panther power. Also on the back page of the Herald. And the Australian outsider steps up to replace Mitchell. The other issue for New South Wales, so Nathan Cleary has a tooth infection, a wisdom tooth, apparently. Nico Hines on standby to play in the halves. But listening to 100% footy on last night with Nine, Phil Gould was saying there was actually quite a bit of urgency about Brad Fittler yesterday when he called him. He said, no, we want him on this flight, not the later flight, because he wants him to have a run, because Nathan's in some doubt. Surely not. On face value, that he won't, that he'll be. Well, I saw him about 10 meters in front of me at the airport yesterday.
He looked all right.
He looked absolutely fine.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Had the cans on, listening to some tunes. Looked all right to me.
Nathan walked past the media and said, "I'm all good." And then when we did ask Freddie, he just said, "Look, he's got a toothache, so I think he'll play." It's a thing called a mouth guard, isn't there? You chuck it in and you get out there and play.
I think he'll be okay, Dean. I think he'll be okay.
Laurie, I want to ask you this: some people out there. Still don't think Nathan Cleary has owned State of Origin. I probably disagree with that. What's your thoughts?
What has he been owned?
Well, has he got to the level where he is a dominant figure at the elite level of Origin? He's done everything at club level. He still won a couple of series at Origin level, in my opinion, and he has excelled. Are the critics...
Is it unfair? Well, yeah, it is
unfair
because you're trying to compare him to Andrew Johns and Jonathan Thurston and these type of guys. He's a totally different player. He's been very good for New South Wales. Owning Origin Series, I think he's won, what, two or three Man of the Match awards. He's a guy that fits well into the system. He makes others around him look good. He defends well. He's strong kicking game. He's now learning the subtleties of the game, and his best footy is still in front of him. So, look, I think Nathan Cleary cannot do too much more. Again, I hear Joey talking about how he possibly could be the greatest ever halfback. I still think he's got a long way to go to be in the same class as Johns and Thurston, by the way. I don't put him in that class, but I think he's done very well at this stage of his career. And I think he's on that trajectory of being a very, very elite player. And I think all he's done at the moment is continue to improve year on year, and that's all you want from a player.
Back. Go for it.
Sorry, but I was just going to say, seems to cop a bit of stick, Nathan. I can't work out where it comes from or why. He is playing in the social media era where the Andrew Johns and the Jonathan Thurston didn't have to front up to that vile criticism, which we see floating around on social media. So I just don't know where it comes from. I don't know what more Nathan Cleary can do to appease the critics who seem to queue up every year.
Put it this way. If Nathan, all players were available for selection, if you had an open checkbook, he would be, what, in the top three players that you're going after, possibly top two. And I reckon probably 50% of people would have him as number one. Halfbacks are so hard to get, and he's an elite player. He's an elite number seven, the best number seven in the game. He's done it at a young age, and he'll continue to get better. So judge him at the end of his career rather than sitting back judging him and comparing him to Johns and Thurston now.
He's still 25.
Yeah. So he's got you know, a massive, massive future still to come. His best football is in front of him.
I think there's a bit of resentment toward Penrith as a club, perhaps because of their success. How they celebrate grand final victories. So I think maybe Nathan gets swept up in that hysteria around the Panthers themselves.
Yeah, and that could be the case. But all you want to see is for Nathan just to continue the way he's going and then judge him when he's 30, 31, at the end of his career, rather than sort of judging him halfway through it. Because his development from where he started to now has been exceptional. And who knows where it'll end up.
Back page of the Courier Mail, fire up Flegler. New Maroons enforcer told to bash Blues. I'll tell you what, late drama obviously in the New South Wales camp, been pretty smooth sailing for Queensland, hasn't it? When you compare it to Game 3 last year with, I think, Cameron Munster and Murray Taulingi will wait late withdrawals with COVID.
Do you reckon Bulldog media outlets have a lot to do, more so than the coaches, in terms of the build-up to Origin about firing up and we're going to bash them and all that type of stuff? I think it's a game where you've got to be combative, but the old days of swinging arms and fighting and doing all sorts of things that you possibly get away with in Origin that you couldn't at Clubland, that's all gone, isn't it?
I interviewed Graeme Annesley yesterday, the head of elite football competitions at NRL, and he stressed, Laurie, the misconception out there, which we all contribute to every year, of saying you can get away with more in State of Origin. It's just plain wrong. It will be refereed to the same standards as every NRL game, and any foul play or any deliberate indiscretions, and you will see yourself charged. So those days are gone. We love those days because we're old school, Loz, but they're gone.
But all I'm sort of worried about is that the players can get swept up in all this talk. And a bloke like Tevita Pengai Jr. or Tom Flegler, who's on the back page up there with the Courier Mail, talking about, we're going to go out there and, you know, fight fire with fire, and we're going to be aggressive. If they take it too far,
that's
they get
the media's
sent
job,
off,
Laurie,
or you know, get sin bin, they let their stake down and they miss club football. There's a fine line for me.
That's the media's job, though, to build up these games. That's what we
do.
Oh, mate,
100%.
And that's up to the player, and it's on the coach to pull his players into line. I don't think you can blame the media. Tevita Pengai knows the rules. If he does something silly, I can't blame the media for that. He's got to pull his
head. No. I'm not blaming
and the
media.
And the same with Flegler up there in Brisbane.
Yeah, because we're part of the media. I'm a paid-up member.
You are. We welcome you into our media.
Some of your texts, 0419 767 272 is the text line. Oh, stop it. Queensland are laughing. Nathan Cleary has a toothache. That'll do me, lads. Good luck tomorrow night. Munster will eat him for breakfast, says Queenslander Dave. Fair dinkum, lads. Both Freddie and Brandy should have just picked the entire Penrith side to take on Queensland. Not happy, says Dino from the Gong. Toothache, ha-ha, a smokescreen. What else have we got here? When I heard about Latrell, I immediately thought that he actually doesn't want to or have a passion playing for the Blues. Thought, says the Spaniard. I think you're very off there, the Spaniard.
I think he just knows his body so well. And the fact that he's had those soft tissue injuries before, in particular with his hamstring, and he missed a lot of football. You know, if you really tear your calf or your hammy, you're out for a long period of time. And he didn't want to run the risk of putting his team under pressure, you know, umming and ahhing about whether to play, pull out in the morning of the game, and then let New South Wales down. He's decided to make the decision earlier rather than later.
Hey, boys, Mitchell running scared from the hammer, says Gundy Gooner.